Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. We are starting with the next Mishnah, six lines from the top. Our learning is sponsored once again. Le'ilin Shmas Shulamas Bas Yaakov. The neshama should have an aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us Hakosev Tovse Gitin, someone who is writing the Tovse of a get. So we remind ourselves a few things that come up all the time, like Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima, which we're going to have this whole daf as well. And the idea of a Tovse versus a Toref. So again, the get is divided into two main sections: the Toref and the Tovse. The Toref is the specifics of the get, meaning the person who's getting divorced, Reuven is divorcing Sarah, the date, where they live, etc. The rest of the text of the get is just the general things, the ramifications that come out of a get. That is called the Tofes, and that is the standard text that one writes. So our Mishnah is discussing over here a sofer who's preparing a Tofes. He's writing a lot of tosim in advance because he's busy. So, you know, you're going to have five people to come to him one day, or three people to come to him one day. And it's going to be hard for him, so he's allowed to write the tofes. So he has to leave the space that's blank for with the name of the, write the specifics, the name of the woman, the place, the space, and the date, etc. Those things that are part of the tofes. So even if, as Rashi points out, Rashi says that even if he sees, you know, things are really not good with their shalom bais, they're screaming at each other, throwing pots and pans at each other, things are not going well. And he knows there's going to be a divorce. Everybody knows they're getting divorced very, very soon. Still, he is not allowed to write the divorce unless, to write the Tofes, and the Torah rather, unless the husband explicitly tells him to do so. If he does, then he obviously could start writing it. Shtari Milva, now the Mishnah continues. What about a case of a halva, of a loan document? So they're going to be, also, he sees, when he sees people talking, and he says, like, Reuven, asked Shimon for a loan for $10,000. Shimon says, sure, let's just take care of it in a few days. I'm going away in a business. So the guy, none of them told him. The sofer just overheard this conversation, let's say. So the sofer is not allowed to then write, Reuven is lending Shimon $10,000 until he is explicitly told by the borrower to do that. That is not allowed. So there, l'chora, what's the problem? Why can't he write it? As long as you don't have people signing, there's no issues. So that we're going to see that there's a takana der rabbanan based on the Gemara later, that because of the case of Gittin, that's a torif. A torif is the ikar part of the shtar halva. We don't want people to get confused. They're going to say, oh, just like I wrote the ikar part of my shtar halva without my knowledge, just like it was written without my knowledge, and it's fine. So too, you could do it with the get without the person's knowledge, and it's fine as long as you give it later. That's not okay. We're going to see the sheet of Rabbi Lazar that bekasav needs to be written lishma as well, and that is why this is a problem. So that's what's going on here. And here again, that's the point with the idea of the makom alove and makom amaos. The makom azman point that Rashi points out that's not a reason with because you're going to get confused with other gittin. The idea of the zman, but that's a whole another issue which fundamentally will passel the shtar, and that is because you're going to collect from an earlier lien. The guy is thinking about loaning today. Like we just had the example, the guy going, Reuven is going on a business trip. Let's say he's going for 2 months. So he tells Shimon, I'm going to lend you the $10,000. Let's say the sofer heard about it. He decided to write it for today's date. In Sivan, he writes it. So now the guy goes away, only comes back in Elul. So and Shimon's going to, they're going to use this document. Shimon's going to get the money, the $10,000 in Elul. But when did Reuven's document said that he'd lent him in Sivan? So now if Shimon had sold property after Sivan in Tammuz or in Av, now Reuven would illegally be taking money back from somebody who didn't have who in fact did have an earlier lien, not Reuven. Reuven would claim that he had an earlier lien, which is false information. So that fundamentally is a problem with having the zman written at an earlier date. So Rashi just points it out. That's important to note that with makom amaos and makom alove, that is an issue just because that's a toref atu gittin. When it comes to makom azman, that's not atu anything else. That fundamentally is a problem of collecting from a shubadim incorrectly, and that is the issue. Okay, fine. Continues in the Mishnah. Shtari mekach, if a person has a document of sale. Tzarech she'aniach makom alokeach, makom mocher, makom amos, makom asada, u makom hazman. Again, the same halacha is selling something. You have to have this, you have to leave it blank, where the buyer is going to be, the name of the seller, the right, how much the price is, and also and for the sale of a field, the date, which is also, again, that's going to be a fundamental point, the date when the sale took place, to know if this was a date which was earlier or after other liens on this property. That is a crucial part, minei ubei, that's not going to be up to anything else. The first 2 points, though, of this halacha is the same as the previous. previous point of the Mishnah, and that would be only because of Gittin. Mipnei takana. So then the Mishnah tells us that the Rabbanan made this because of a takana. We're going to see why, lechora, the takana for Gittin. Rabbi Yehuda posel b'kula. Rabbi Yehuda says that all forms, even if the document left space, is a problem. Rabbi Elazar machshav b'kula chutz megittin hashem. Whereas Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says that when it comes to writing a tofes, when it comes to writing a tofes, that is going to be all, it's going to be okay. Shnimar v'kasev la lishma. The only issue is writing a get with la lishma, and that's why we're going to be have a problem with the tofes. The Gemara is going to get into this point of this Mishnah. It's a big point. We're going to discuss this. So now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Tzarech sheneach af makom arei atnu teres l'kol adam. The sofer has to also leave open the space which says you are permitted to every person. Because this is also a main point of the get for Rabbi Elazar, and the Tana of our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Damar Edim Mesira Karsi, meaning that the only point that you were allowed to write was the Tofes and not the Torif. Uva'inan Ksiva Lishma, as we mentioned many times, that because of La is going to be dependent on how you understand who is Koris the get, who fundamentally is the Iker witnesses. Is it the Edim Mesira, those who are witnessing the giving over the get? That is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. So then when the Torah tells you because of La that you have to write it, and then for the sake of the woman, that means the actual sofer needs to write, be commissioned by the husband to write the get for Reuven divorcing Sarah. And if he doesn't, as we saw in the previous Mishnayos, that would fundamentally be puzzled. But Meir says, no, that the whole, the Ede Chasima Karsi, only those who sign on the get are creating the fundamental, the actual halachic contents of the get. And if they're signing it, so their signature needs to be Lishma. Even if we find it in the garbage, we're going to see in today's daf, going to quote that Mishnah. You find in the garbage a Reuven divorcing Sarah from the same city. You say, oh, that's my name, that's my wife's name, I'm going to use this get. Rav Meir says, that's okay, as long as it's signed with the right Reuven and Sarah in mind. So then the Chasima needs to be done. So this, our Mishnah, according to Shmuel, is that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Meir understands that the witnesses are signing the get, so that he would not require the Torah either to be left blank. Who cares? Let the whole thing be written Shelo Lishma, and then when the witnesses sign it, it should be fine. We don't require even the Torah to be written. So that's why Rabbi Elazar says, no, of course, Midareisa, that's a Shailah Midareisa level. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar would be disagreeing. Rabbi Elazar would say that it's a Dereisa problem if you don't write the Torah, and whereas Rabbi Meir, according to the Havamina of what we're saying right now, according to Shmuel, is that even the Torah would be allowed to be written Lishma. That's how the many Rishonim understand it. That's what we'll go with, that explanation of the Mechlokes over here. So now the Gemara points out that we really had three different Mishnayos, and all three of them, Shmuel had to explain that it was the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Why was it that we had to mention all three? So let's just chazer the previous two. This Mishnah is number one, but the two before, we also mentioned this halacha. We mentioned this halacha in regards to when it comes to the, when on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, on Chavav on Beis, we had over there the Mishnah that we write Ein Kosun Get Mechuber Lakarka. And if someone did it and he took it and he detached it first and he gave it to her, then if he wrote the Tofes rather on the while it was attached and then he detached it, wrote the Torah. If that's how Shmuel explained the Mishnah, that that's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. And if you detach the document only if you wrote the Torah, is it okay? If you wrote the Torah while it was attached, also that's absolutely even Midareisa, that Pashut would be a problem according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. And that is how Shmuel explained that Mishnah over there. That's how we explained the Mishnah. Fine. So then we had a second Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Shmuel statement was a little bit later on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph right there. So we had a Kokshir and Lichtov Asaget, a Filo Chayra Shota Vekatan. And the woman is allowed to write her own, Shovar. And because Ein Kim Aget Ela B'Chosma. So there, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the Mishnah over there is also following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Aye, so how is a Shechera Shota V'Katan writing a get? So we explained that he's only writing the Tofis. He's not writing the Torif. And even that has to have a person who is a Gadol Al-Gabav. That's going to be okay. That was a Shaila. Maybe some are Madaik. Maybe Rashi says even the Torif with Omer Al-Gabav is Lishma. But that's, either way, for sure what's going on in that Gemara over there is that we said that the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that it was the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. The question the Gemara is basically going to be asking with Tzricha is why is it that Shmuel has to say each time the Lacha Zerk of Rabbi Elazar? Just say the first Mishnah in Chafal von Beis that we had and say that's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, and I'll know the next two Mishnayos that we had, the one on today's daf and the one on Chav Beis, the Chabez and Rameh, that Mishnah over there, those three Mishnayos are clearly all the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Why does Shmuel have to say each time, oh, this is Halacha Rabbi Elazar, this is Halacha Rabbi Elazar? I know, to say it once and we're good. A Moroi would not waste even half a word. So the fact that Shmuel felt the need to tell us that all three of these Mishnayos are in fact the Shita of Rabbi Elazar was obviously critical. So it says in Gemara, why? Because Ad, the Mishnah, only tells us the first Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah where we discussed it, right, when the case when something was attached to the ground, and that even that fell as the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Only that case does it make sense to explain that is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, even though, again, at first glance, it seems to follow the Shita of Rabbi Meir, because the Mishnah doesn't, because the Mishnah says it's Talshel V'chosmo, which would usually be translated as attaching it and then signing it, as the way where Shlakish wants to explain it is Rabbi Meir. No, Shmuel says that those words, it means he detached it and he finishes writing it, the Torah. That's how he explained it. So that, the Ketani Ein Kosim, because the Mishnah itself said we do not write something attached to the ground. That implies Lechachili, you're not supposed to do that. Because Ketani Kosim, then he writes that he did it, then it's kosher. So then Shmuel has to explain that means the Tofes, that the Tofes shouldn't be written. If you did, it's fine. That's the way he explained Rabbi Elazar. So that Shmuel is explaining that Rabbi Elazar, that you can explain it like that, even the Tofes you should not be writing on something attached to the ground. If you did b'diavad, then it's already after the fact that it's going to be kosher. Aval seifa diktane she'ein kima ge'el b'chosmav. So the seifa, meaning the Mishnah, on the next Mishnah, on Chav Beis and Beis, which is the Mishnah that we were discussing, that point, I would have thought, the Mishnah seems pretty clear. The Mishnah says that the signing of the document is that who actually gave it validity. That sounds almost 100% like the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Eide Chasima Karsi, Damar Eide Chasima Karsi. That's how I would have explained that Mishnah. So there, in fact, we explain that even that follows the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. And when it means that the Eide Chasima Karsi, we explain that even Rebbe Elazar would agree that most Gittin have the witnesses who are signed on them, and there are therefore they're the ones who are going to witness and be able to show for the woman to use it as a shtar raya, that she wants to get divorced. That's what it means by Eide Chasima Karsi. So the second Mishnah also is the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. And he was explaining that the Torah has to be written Lishma Lechachila. That obviously is going to be seemingly against this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to point that out, that there's two people that disagree whether the Tofes needs to be written Lechachila, Aliba, Derbi, Elazar. That is going to in fact be a Machlokas, but that's what we see from those two. So therefore, the Shmuel explains those two, as you have to explain explicitly why those two are the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. And now, V'yashrin Bahi, and if Shmuel told us the Halacha with regards to that Mishnah, then Havamina Ikaluk Minak Rebbe Elazar, Avalha, our Mishnah, which still I would have thought is Rebbe Meir. Ema Medesefer Rebbe Elazar Havai, I would say that there it says the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. It says that if that is the Shita of Rebbe Elazar, Reisha Lav Rebbe Elazar, that the opening point of the Mishnah is not authored by Rebbe Elazar, rather that of Rebbe Meir. Even though Rebbe Meir understands that the signatures need to be signed Lishma, you might agree that the Rabbanan made a takana that you shouldn't write the Torah either without it being Lishma of the husband, explicitly stated by the husband, because maybe it's going to lead to a fight. So there is very ample reason to assume that you could assume that Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. But since we don't allow that, it clearly, meaning since we're not explaining like that, Shmuel needed to say that, it's really not. So that Tzricha, therefore, Shmuel needs to, in each individual case, I would have said there's more room to assume it's like Rabbi Meir, and therefore Shmuel had to explain in each and every one of the cases that in fact was not the Shita of Rabbi Meir, but our Shita was following that of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, now the Gemara is going on to the next part of the Mishnah, of Ibnei HaTakana. It's a little bit out of order until the rest discusses why that is. Okay, but let's go. The Mishnah says that we did this because it was going to be a takana. It's going to be a difficult situation. My takana, what are you fixing over here? Says the Gemara, Amar b'yochanam ne takana sofer. The takana was for the takana of the sofer, meaning the reason the Mishnah allows you to write a toface is only to help out the sofer situation. He's going to be overwhelmed. He's going to be very over. The Rabbanan really wanted to make it clear that you shouldn't, even a Torah, if it makes sense, a Tofes rather, you should not be allowed to write according to Belazar, because the Torah is a Din Daraisa and it's puzzle. So it's very easy that the guy is going to get confused and write the Torah by accident also. So it makes sense that we should have made Xera Darabanan to Asr it, but we don't, because we want it, we realize that the Sofer is going to be overwhelmed if you don't allow him to write the first part of the get. The standard part of the get. You don't let him write those to have them prepared, then he's going to, three, four people are going to come to him, and all of a sudden in 1 week he's going to be overwhelmed. He's not going to be able to write them properly. So therefore, it's the Shita Rebbe Elazar, Yadamar Edim Esira Karsi, Uvedino, as Rebbe Elchon's about to flesh out what I just said, Uvedino Da'afilo Topes Nami Lo Lichtav, that really, it should have been that we would have made Xera, as we could have very understood, that you could come to get confused between the two of them, and we should have made Xera that the husband should not be allowed to, the sofer should not be allowed to write the Topes either without explicit das. because of Lishma, Lishum Takana Sofrim Shar Rabbanan. But as we just said, the Sofrim are going to be overwhelmed, and it's going to be hard for them, so that we do allow them to advance the writing of the Tofes, even though there is no Lishma, not because you really don't need it. But the Torah, obviously, Midareisa, you need to be Lishma, you must wait for that. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda Posel Bekulan. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Torah needs to be left blank as well. If it's not, it's Posel. Why? Because Gozer Tofes Adu Torah. He says the Pashut thing that we should have been Gozer, we are in fact Gozer. The Tofes also needs to be written Lishma. He holds like Rabbi Lazar, Gozer Shtaros Adu Gittin. And he also says, not just that, but even the Tofes of other Shtaros, a Shtar Mecher, a Shtar Halva, right, a sale document, a loan document, those things also need to be written with the Tofes explicitly in mind with who actually is lending the money, and not even the standard text needs to be written with that in mind. Rabbi Lazar Machshir Bekulan Chutz Megitin Ashen. Rabbi Lazar disagrees, and he says that the Tofes of all documents can be written except for Gittin, because Tofes Adu Torah Gazar, because the Tofes shouldn't be written Lishma. That we're going to see, that's obviously a stira. We just said before, Yochanan said that you're allowed to write the Tofes. That's fine. So that we're going to see is obviously that's a machlokas. But here, the way the Gemara is explaining it is that the Rabbi Elazar says that a Tofes of all other documents, we are not Gozer. Only in the Tofes of a get itself, that we are Gozer, because Atu Torah Gozer, Shtaros Atu Get in Lo Gozer, because that's a Gzera L'Gzera. You're not going to allow them to write a Tofes of another document. The document is totally kosher if you write the Tofes. So why aren't you allowing it? Because you might come to write a Tofes on a get. But a Tofes on a get is also only Psul Derabanan. That's only Atu you come to actually write a Torah for. So that's what's called in Gozer Gzera L'Gzera. The Chazal do never make a double Gzera to their Gzeras. So therefore, we would not have a problem with that according to Rabbi Elazar. So now the Gemara says, Shenemar Vekasavla. And the Pasuk continued in the Mishnah by Rabbi Elazar quoted it, Vekasavla. That's why you can't write the Tofes. To which the Gemara says, what do you mean? Vekasavla is why you can't write the Torah. Not why you can't write the Tofes. Nothing to do with the Torah, with the Tofes. Rather, the Torah is the problem over here. The Mishnah is telling us that he writes it La Lishma, and La Lishma tells you that the Rabbanan made a takana for Lishma on the aspect of the Torah be written Lo Lishma. And that's why you cannot even write a Tofes either. So now, turning on to Rav Bavamri, the Gemara points out, Kasha de Rabbi Lazar, Ader Rabbi Lazar, the Tana Kama says explicitly, you're allowed to write the Tofes of a get in advance. Whereas over here now, the Seif of this very same Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Lazar says you cannot write it. Which is it? So the Gemara points out, it must be Trei Tana Valiba Rabbi Lazar. The Tutanam disagreed. What exactly was the Shita of Rabbi Elazar? So the opening point of the Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Elazar says that you can write a Tofes. And the last part of the Mishnah would be assuming that you would not be allowed to write the Tofes because of maybe you'll come to get confused and write the Toref, which would be a Psul Del Reisa. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shasa Amar Bechizkia, a different explanation of our Mishnah. Mishum Ktata. The why? What's the takana? Why is there a takana that you're not allowed to? Rabbi Meir. The takana is our Mishnah actually is not following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. It's following the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And this is obviously why Shmuel will need to come to tell us why it's Rabbi Lazar, because there's actually a Ta'ana Amora who's going to disagree and hold that this Mishnah is in fact the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So why is it that you can't write the Torah? It's referring to a Torah, not even referring to the Tofes. So really, Midareisa, the Torah and the Tofes could be written totally Lolishma. You say Reuven's divorcing Sarah and Yishalayim, and then Reuven and Sarah come and, hey, this is our get, let's use this. So that's totally fine, of course. Rabbi is not going to sign for having in mind Rabbi, the right people once it's signed. So Damar Eide Chazim Akartiv, it should have been that the Torah, which is actually writing of the name, Reuven divorcing Sarah and Yishalayim, that also, you don't even need to know the Reuven, you don't know Sarah, it might be that some random Reuven and Sarah come along and say, oh, we'll use this get, that's totally fine. And it would be fine according to Rabbi Meir. So why is there Xerah Darbanan? Because Zimn the Shamale the Sofer the Kaksi Visavra Iu Kamarle, Vavilek Tata Bad Day. It's for Shalom Bias. Because the wife is gonna overhear the Sofer writing these random names of this Torah, and she's gonna think, oh my god, my husband commissioned him to do this. What a terrible guy he is. He wants to divorce me and even tell me about it. And it's gonna lead to a major Shalom Bias issue, even though the guy didn't say it. So therefore, because of the Ktata, the fight, we want to prevent a Shalom Bias issue. And therefore, and maybe that would lead to a divorce, which would be obviously a terrible avla, so that Rabbi Meir makes the takana, that the Shalom Bayis takana, that it shouldn't be written stam, because maybe the woman got confused and think that her husband is in fact planning on divorcing her, which this particular couple had no intention. It just happened to be Reuben and Tzarnish Shalim, and she thinks it's referring to her, and that would lead to a major Shalom Bayis issues. Now the Gemara continues, Rav Chistamar, Avimi Mishum Takana Sakunas. No! It's a problem of Agunos. That's why we allow the Tofes to be written. Amrilei Rabbi Meir, Amrilei Rabbi Lazar. It could work with either Shita. If you say that it's a takara sagunas, I'm Rabbi Meir, b'damar edeh chasim ekarsi. So Rabbi Meir understands that it's the witnesses who sign the get. You should be allowed to write a torif and in advance. And what's going to happen is the rabbanon are going to see, the rabbanon are concerned. The husband's going to get upset with his wife, and he's going to see that there's a get available in the sofer store, right? There's not just sifrei Torah mezuzos, there's also gittin for sale. We could sell you for gittin. So they have like signs like that in America, avdil, like a lawyer only $200 divorce lawyer. Like they're trying to, the easier it is to get divorced, it's going to be easier for them. It's more likely they'll get divorced. So he's going to see this star that says Reuven divorcing Sarah. And he's going to see that it's a get. He says, "Oh, I'm going to use this star." He's going to get married because it's so accessible to him. It's actually one of the reasons actually Kohanim get angry at their wives. It's one of the reasons the get had to be multi-layered, because we want to prevent that. They would get angry and just divorce their wives. They wouldn't be able to remarry them. If it happened to Israel, okay, they'll at least be able to get remarried if he gets upset at her. But here we're afraid though that he's going to get angry at her. He's going to divorce her. And therefore he's going to leave her a guna. So generally, this is actually one of the only places I think in Gittin that's like this. It leads the Rashi, but explained differently. But according to Rashi, we're just going to go with Rashi, that the lashon of aguna havir is not like the rest of Masechet Gittin, the rest of Shas. Aguna usually is someone who's bound and is not able to be able to get remarried. That's how it's called in modern day lashon also, that's how we say it. That is what aguna means throughout Shas. Here, it just means magen, that she's not going to be able to be married. The fact that she's getting divorced so quickly, she's not going to be with the husband, that we're calling aguna. Okay, the Rashba is explained differently because of that koach, that why should that be, that over here is the one place that we use aguna differently, that she actually is in fact formally divorced. Halakha is totally valid, but that she's a neguna because she's not married. Okay, that's a shaila. Now, Amr Le Rabbi Elazar. So others explain that this Mishnah follows the shita of Rabbi Elazar, the Amr Eidim Masira Karsi, who explains that Eidim Masira are the ones who are creating the get. And halakha should have been that even a tofes should not be allowed to be written in advance. What's going to happen? The guy has to go on a business trip, and he can't find a sofer to be able to write the entire tofes on short notice. And he wanted to really divorce her. He doesn't really care to come back. We're afraid he's not going to, in fact, come back. And now, this is real aguna, right? Then she's not, you can't find a tofes. So because of the takanas agunas, Rabbi Elazar says that we can write the tofes. We really should have made a gzira tofes at the Torah, but since we're afraid that the husband's going to be going on a business trip, or we can't get the get written quickly enough in a situation where he's leaving, it could happen also. Husband really doesn't really care to write a get, but you want to force him to get ready to get before he leaves. So if it's quicker process, obviously he'd be more inclined to want to write the get, and that is the takana saguna, so we allow the tofes to be written. Umakom hazman, and also I'm assuming that's halach l'maisa. One of those things I never really looked into getting halach l'maisa. I would love to learn alibe de hilchasa. It should be lo shalalach. We hope everyone should have shalom bias, but just to know the standard practices, is a tofes written by a sofer, bismanazeh? Do they have like the standard text and only just fill in things at the end of the Torah? I'm not sure. I know they do it very quickly. I remember someone once gave a shir about it. We were learning getting be'yun in Gross at the time in Kolo, and they brought in a rev to give shir on like the practical points. I don't remember. That's probably, it was like one shir a few years ago. I don't remember a lot of it. But anyway, that was, I don't remember if he talked about this point anyway. I just remember him describing that like the head based in Tel Aviv, unfortunately, they have like literally every day. They do like 12 gittin a day. It's crazy. Because it's like a machozer from anyone in that merkaz go there, and obviously they want to get halachically divorced. So and they do it like a factory. He was describing how quickly they do it. I think he said the number was like 18 minutes. I don't remember. It was very quick. So imagine they write the tovis before it. Anyway, right there. So Malcolm Azman, one who writes the dose of a gittin, it has to be with the space and the date. But Kapasik Batana, the Mishnah says that it doesn't matter, meaning it's a categorical halacha that always that the date may not be written in advance. So Loshna Minan Asun, Loshna Minan Irisun. It shouldn't matter if the guy's divorcing her. From not even, remember, there's always two stages of marriage. There's the Erisin and the Sun. Erisin is Harayat Mekudeshli, B'tabat Zuk, that's what she's well, or Kesef Shtar, via the three methods. That, you're fully married on a level of the Reisa. The woman cheats on you, she's a Chayav Misa. However, we do that, Nisun is actually, you're not allowed to be together. You're not supposed to be, you're not supposed to be together until you formally consummate the marriage by doing Nisun, bringing her into your house, different, whatever it is, Yichud, whatever it is, that creates the Nisun, that was done in times of the Gemara a year later. So nowadays we do it all together because of confusion, right? In times of the Geonim, they made this takara that we do it all together. We do the Erisin and in the Sun, right? We do Arei Mekudesh Ali. Then we do the Shavu Brachos, bringing her onto the Chuppah is actually the point. Then we do the Yichud right after that also, right? The Yichud, we do the Yichud as well. We do it all together. So here in times of the Gemara, the Gemara is saying that it doesn't matter if he's divorcing her Bein Nisun, Bein Min Erisin. Bishlam Amin Nisun. So now I understand that Min Nisun, it makes sense according to everybody why that should be, that it has to be dated correctly. If you remember on Daf Kedzayin, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to the nature of why a get muktam is pasul. According to Rabbi Yochanan is because Shemei Chapa El Basachos. So I think it was Rabbi Yochanan that you're going to come to have mercy on your niece. If a person marries his niece, he's going to feel badly. She cheated on him. Okay, obviously that she shouldn't be married. She's a sota to him, but she doesn't want her. She feels bad. He feels badly. He's going to get her killed. So he's going to predate the get and pretend that it was actually in then, and he had in mind to divorce her then, and she's not going to get killed. That obviously is not okay. Rish Lakish says a whole different takana. Rish Lakish says that the get has to be written correctly in order that the peros, you should know that the husband, there's a concept called Nechsei Maluk. Nechsei Maluk are the produce from the field that the woman brings into the marriage. The husband's allowed to enjoy the fruit. He's not allowed, he doesn't own it, he's just allowed to enjoy the fruit while they're married. So obviously when they get divorced, he's no longer entitled to it. So it's if it's a predated get, so then here it's the opposite. It's the horror that the husband's being cheated of the fruits because he's not allowed, he really is entitled to the fruits at a later point, but the get says, oh, already from this time he's not entitled to it, so then it's going to come to misunderstand who's entitled to the peros. So the Gemara says, so now when it comes to Nisuin, that works. Then according to both shitas, it makes sense by Nisuin why the date needs to be correct. Because if it's because she's come to cheat on him, then obviously he's going to come to be predated. We don't want that to happen. And also it's because of the fruits that the husband is entitled to. Also, there is a need for the date to be correct because of Nisuin. However, says the Gemara, Elamina Erisin, but if the get, the Mishnah seems to say that a get has to be written also Mitzina Erisin, so why, according to Rish Lakish, is that going to be a problem? Bishlam Alamantam or Mishnah Basachos, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the whole reason as the husband might come to falsify a text and write that his wife was in fact divorced him much earlier, so then it makes sense why it has to be correct date. However, and that could happen by Erisin as well. Arusa means Lepir, but when it comes to the Rish Lakish's whole Taina, so then the woman who is an Arusa does not, the husband is not entitled to the Peros. Why is there Peros? The Gemara in Ksuvas addresses this, in, if you remember, the Gemara says that there's zu tachas zu, like there's different things connected that, like her mazonos or tachas maisei yadayim, the fact that, right, he gets her, he has to support her in order the fact that, and he gets her work, things like that. So he, one of the things also is the fact that if she's ever taken and captured, if she's ever a shvuya, so then the takana is that the husband has to redeem her. And in ki'ilu, a reward for that, the fact that he would ever redeem her, if she ever gets that, they were Nemesaka Nechsim Maluk for her. So that only is by Nisuin. That's not by Erisin. It doesn't kick in by Erisin. Both sides, it doesn't kick in. She doesn't have to give the Nechsim Maluk, and he doesn't have to redeem her if she gets captured, while he's married to her, by Arusa. So why does the Mishnah tell us that would be by an Arusa, that you would have to leave the text blank and write that the correct date? Doesn't matter according to Rish Lakish. So it's Akasha. So says Amar of Abram, Hai Milsa Shemesa Menin Dula. I heard an answer for this from Ula. Damar Mishum Takana Savlad. This is a different takana, the takana of the child. But let him, I don't know what he meant. What does that mean for the child? It's not for the husband, not for the wife, it's for the child. So now, Kevin, there's another son. I heard this price, and now I knew the answer. Ha'omer kisu get la rusasi. A person says to a sofer, write a get for my arusa. Because one, I'm going to marry her, I'm going to consummate the marriage, have a relationship with her, and then I'm going to divorce her immediately. Ain't no get. The halacha is that get is not valid. Really, it would be lechachil, according to Rashi. Amar ula matam. What's the reason? Because gerishami amru gita kodim lefna. This is what's called the get yashan. That the everyone's going to see the date of the get, and they're going to say, hey, wait, you were never married to this husband when you had a relationship with her, and you had a child out of wedlock. They're going to, you know, apostle the child. Obviously, the halacha is that this child is totally kosher to marry, but it's not it's a psul yuchsin, meaning that people, obviously, it's not good yuchus to have, and no one's gonna want to marry such a family. That's not nice to the child, and you're messing him over by a get yashan. That's how Rashi explains the sugya. And what come out, though, a get yashan is only a psul lechachila. So if bidyavit actually was done, we do say the get is kosher bidyavit. So when the lashon of the Gemara says, eino get, it means lechora lechatchila, according to Rashi. That midyavid obviously would be a get. That's how we have to explain it. So the Gemara says, so ma tam gzirasham yomru gita kodin levna. So hachanami, here too, Ula meant, by the fact that he says a get, that the benefit of the child, gzirasham yomru gita kodin levna. That's the reason it's the benefit of the child, and that's the concern over here. That's the concern, if you write the wrong date, people are going to think that he actually did consummate the marriage. They're not going to realize that he consummated the marriage halachically, and then divorced her only after that, and it's totally kosher, and it's just a child whose parents are divorced, that's fine. But here, that would mamash come to the wrong conclusions over here. Says the Gemara, Vayta Amar Rabbi Zera Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Shila Amar Rav Nuna Sava Amar Shavir Rav Adab Amar Rav Alachak Rebbe Lazar. The Alachak follows the Shita of Rebbe Lazar, who says in our Mishnah that a topes of all documents may be written except for that of a get. Karei Rav Alead Rebbe Lazar Tuvina Chachmei Rav refers to Rebbe Lazar as the fortunate, wise person. Vafilu Bishar Shtaros Nami. So now the Gemara points out, is this really true? Is it really true that that Bishar Shtaros, Rebbe Lazar would say that a tofes of other documents is allowed to be prepared in advance? If you have what's called a henpeg, A handbake is the certification that the court is authorizing the document. We say that a kiskechas ba'alma, that a shtar, that's not mekuyam, that you don't know who the signatures are, and you bring it to Beis Din, you cannot use that. You have to verify who the signatures are. So once, how do you do the verification? You have either two witnesses coming say that they, or the guy says himself that this is my signature, and Shimon says it's my signature. Then the Beis Din writes up a document, a shtar, which is called the handbake, and they write that it was certified in front of us, and we know that this is a correct, this is a shtar which can be collected now. So, if you have this certification, that was written before, they knew that this was going to be, eventually they're bringing in Reuven and Shimon to clarify that this is the correct, in fact, their signature. So the lacha was over there, psala, that the shtar is in fact pasul. Alma mechzek shirka, we see from Rava's ruling that a shtar that was signed before and has the appearance of being false. So why don't we say the same thing over here by the topes by every halva? You're saying that this text of this guy lending $10,000, And you don't write who it is yet, but still it appears like a false document because it wasn't applicable till afterwards. Hakanami mechzek or shikra. That even though it's only the tope, still it should look like you're making it seem like the transaction happened, which it didn't in fact happen and appears to be false. So the Gemara points out, Belesa midr of Nachman. This halacha of Rava is not accepted. Based on Rav Nachman. The Amar of Nachman, Omar Yarbi Meir, Afila Matzah Bashpa. The Rameir says, even if one found a get in a trash can, chasbo nasno kasher. The halacha is, if you sign it and give it to her, it's kasher. As we point out, because Rameir doesn't require lishma. Rameir holds that it's totally fine. Reuven divorcing Sarah, no different Reuven divorcing Sarah, but they're both in Yerushalayim. Reuven divorcing Sarah from Yerushalayim, and it doesn't have the date, let's say, but it has Reuven divorcing Sarah. So then they pick up their Sarah, okay, let's write in the date, and we'll sign on it, we'll have witnesses sign lishma. That's totally fine according to Rabbi Meir. Now there are Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Meir, so you'll say maybe they hold because it's Mechzer Kesheka. No! Lopligaler Dermeir, Ella Begitin Nashon. The only reason that they argue is because if it's a get of Gitin Dabin and Ksiva Lishma. That's the only reason it's possible. Al Bishar Star Oslo, but other documents that don't require this Lishma aspect, they wouldn't hold. The Mechzer Kesheka, it's not an issue. Dalmar Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan Star Shalovebo Paro. If a person rates a star and he repays the loan, Eino Choser Velovebo. The lacha is that he's not allowed to go back and borrow with that same shtar. Why? Shekfar nichmal shibudo. Because his lien has been mocha. If you lend now, if I lend you now money, and then I lend you $10,000, and then you come back and pay me $10,000 in 6 months from now when the time expired, and the loan was written from today. Now you want to borrow another $10,000 in 6 months. Sure, here, take another $10,000. Can we just use the same document? The answer is no. Because you'll be collecting a lien illegally from, or I would be collecting a lien legally from already today. But the new loan only took place 6 months later. That would be illegally collecting a lien. So the Gemara says, time adinim chashibudo. Aval, mishum de shikra lo cheshina. And the whole reason over here it's possible is because it's nimchal shibuda. That's the reason Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. But because of the fact that it looks not a problem, it looks like a false document, that's not a problem. So we clearly refute Rava and we reject Rava based on that. Okay, Baz Hashem will pick up of Chazayin and Ralph, Mirit Hashem, and tomorrow's stuff.